Let's talk about why the gut controls everything else. The GLP story that no one's really talking about at the moment. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I want to talk about something that sounds tiny, but it changes everything. The gut signals your own GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP peptides. That's why supporting these pathways can calm inflammation, settle the nervous system, and help the whole body repair. It's not just about weight loss, although that is what some people use it for. It's about gut brain immune regulation and why so many people feel better when these pathways are supported. The gut is the control room. Most people think the gut is just digestion, but the gut is actually the control room for inflammation, immunity, hormones, mood, sleep, and pain. Metabolism and even bladder function. The bladder has been a really interesting one. So, when the gut is irritated and inflamed or under repair, the whole system becomes reactive. And that's where the GLP family comes in. GLP is your mucosal repair hormone. It helps heal the gut lining, improve nutrient absorption, reduce inflammation, strengthen the immune barrier, and calms histamine reactions. So, if someone has itching, rashes, bladder irritation, bloating, food reactions or chronic inflammation, GLP is often the missing piece. GLP-1 isn't just about appetite, it's a nervous system regulator. So it helps calm inflammatory cytokines, stabilize blood sugar, reduce stress signaling. It supports vagus nerve toning. So I've been talking about that for years now. It's really exciting to have something that does all of these. And it also helps reduce pain amplification. So when GLP-1 is supported, people often say they feel calmer, their body isn't reacting as much, their sleep is better, and their cravings are gone. So there's a whole shift that happens. GIP is the energy signaling. So it helps the body utilize nutrients more efficiently. It helps to stabilize metabolism. It takes pancreatic stress away. It helps to support the mitochondrial energy. So when people aren't having their GIP activated, they feel tired and inflamed and foggy and reactive and hungry but unsatisfied. So GIP helps the body to feel steady again. So why does all this matter? When GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP are supported together, the body gets three messages. It says, okay, repair the gut. It says, calm the inflammation. And it says, let's stabilize your whole system. So when the gut calms down, everything else calms down. The skin, the bladder, the mood, the sleep, the hormones, the pain, the cravings, the energy. So that's why so many people see such a wide variety of symptomatic relief when they start improving these pathways in the body. The tri-GLP has the GLP-1, the GLP-2, and the GIP. So if you've been dealing with that chronic inflammation and all of those sort of things, it's about your gut signaling. And when you support that GLP pathway, you're not forcing the body, you're reminding it how to regulate itself again. So if this episode resonated, share it with someone who really needs to hear this information, if they're feeling overwhelmed or reactive. And if you want more episodes on gut repair, inflammation, or nervous system regulation, let me know and I'll do it. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in next episode. Mwah. Have a great day, beautiful souls.